Hello there. This is Elise Benin of marketing-mentor.com, and I am doing today a bonus Q&A from my PaperSpecs webinar last week. It was called Your Creative Biz, Making 2015 a Success, and there were 7 or 8 questions that I'm answering verbally. So I'll start with the marketing questions, but I'm actually going to save the best one for last. It's about which are the hot markets right now, so wait for that. And then I will address the pricing questions. So the first question is, do you have any suggestions on how to do work in a different industry than the one you have typically worked on? So the answer is yes, of course. You identify the market that you're interested in, and you start by researching it to see if it is viable. And a viable market is one that gives you easy access to the prospects. And viable prospects are those who need, and this is key, know they need the services that you provide. For example, in the real estate world, commercial developers tend to be better prospects for creative services than residential realtors. But keep in mind, that's a major generalization, and there will be exceptions to the rule. So you identify the market, and then you come up with a plan or a campaign to approach it using, hopefully, my marketing plan calendar. Next question. I have always been known as a designer that offers not just a custom design, but I try to push the client also toward a creative end product, such as a real estate agent, speaking of which, with a business card. So I may suggest a custom-shaped business card of a house, knowing that this will help them stand out in real estate. My problem is trying to find those clients who can afford to do an option like that. Right? Actually, I just spoke to a prospect who had this problem today, and the answer is you have to identify the criteria and the characteristics for the types of prospects who can afford what you're trying to sell. Then you figure out where they go and how to approach them. It's essentially very similar to the question above. But all of that depends on who you're trying to reach. So a lot of research has to be done in advance. Third question, are direct mailers still effective for getting new clients? I would say yes. Not a lot of people mailing these days, so especially if your mailer is interesting and unusual and it lands with a thud on their desk, people love that. And also, especially if those kinds of pieces, direct mail pieces, are what you're providing, the service that you're providing, then it's an excellent sample of your work. Fourth question, how to attract ideal prospects and how to find leads. Wow. Those are two really complex questions, and the only way I can answer that in a general way is to say that depends and to give you an example. So let's say that Karen is looking for law firms because she considers law firms her ideal prospect because the work may not be that interesting, but they've got money and it's good bread and butter. So how do you find those leads? Go to the meetings of the local chapter of the Legal Marketing Association. Join the group. Become part of the community. It depends on who you're pursuing, and then you go through the process of finding them and approaching them and getting involved with them. That's the answer. Okay, a few pricing questions. What do you do if a client pays half for a logo and then doesn't like your 3 comps? Often, actually, the deposit is considered a kill fee also, which is essentially the money that you keep if you decide to part ways. And that is common practice, but should be stated as such in your agreement. Next question. When a project is ongoing and a deposit is given, what is the best way to keep payments and workflow delivery fair, especially when there is no end in sight? I know that happens a lot. I highly recommend, and this I describe in my book, The Creative Professional's Guide to Money, a monthly payment system with any work or project that lasts longer than 2 months. That way, if there are holdups or delays, your cash flow isn't hindered too, because that is a really bad position to be in. But you have to set it up differently in advance and essentially say to the client, here's the total fee, and I'm going to break it up into X number of payments that you will pay on the first of each month, no matter where we are in the process. That has a side benefit, actually, of keeping the work moving because they're paying. They don't want to lose their money. So try that. Won't work with everyone, but try it. Okay, next question. In your experience, oh, this is the last question, the hot question. In your experience, what are the hottest niches for solo designers right now? So I can only speak about my own experience and the people I'm working with, but I will tell you that I have clients finding excellent creative work in healthcare, especially hospitals, medical practices, and healthcare technology, aviation, legal and financial services, and nonprofit, especially offering services that involve brand strategy and content marketing for all of those possible markets. So those are the bonus questions and answers. I hope it's helpful to you. If you want more like this, please sign up for my quick tips from Marketing Mentor at marketing-mentor.com. I also offer a free half-hour mentoring session if you want to talk about any of this. There's no strings attached. And you can also find tools that will help you in your process in the Marketing Mentor Toolbox, which is the online store. Thanks so much, and hope to talk with you soon. Bye.